Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of my biggest problems is I'm not a winner. Yes, you might be surprised by that, but I have never won any awards of note. The Australian of the Year this year, who won it? Two guys who went cave diving in Thailand. I've been snorkeling in Bali 5 times. I never won a bloody Australian of the Year for it. Here's another example, the Logies. I've opened the Logies the last 4 years in a row. I have handed out 15 Logies over my career, never won one myself. I'm giving them to guys who are bloody, you know, hang out at Bondo, perving on chicks. I've given them to dudes who had trouble finding a girlfriend, so they had to go on a TV show. I've given gold Logies to my best friends, and you know what? It's broken my heart. Because I want a gold Logie. I need help. That's one of my problems. We're going to hopefully solve that later, but so many people have got problems. Let's start the show! Real solutions, but I couldn't do it without my wonderful team of problem solvers. So put your hands together again for the amazing Susie Euston, the wonderful Oz Barker, the magnificent Kate McLennan, and Akmal Salih. You are all the way from America, so how do you feel about being on this show?
Well, I heard there's some problems happening, so I'm here, ready to help. And it's a long ways, but, you know, people need help. All right. Let's do it.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And Kate, yeah. How are you feeling?
I got heaps of problems.
Yeah.
And I'm very good at dishing out, like, advice to people.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather solve someone else's problem than my own. Yeah, so you know, I think this is going to be the perfect format.
And this is solicited advice, which is a big word for me. Yeah. So, yes. Here we go. Right, they're real problems from real people, so let's take it seriously. Here we go. This problem is from Harvey in Port Adelaide. My wife and I recently bought our dream family home, but since we've moved in, we've been having major problems with the next-door neighbours. They're definitely part of a bikie gang, and we believe they're dealing drugs out of the house. There's noise at all hours, and my wife and I are constantly terrified for the kids. Our dream home has turned into a nightmare. What should we do? So you're living next door to drug dealers, so...
A drug dealer living next door to you, to some, is a problem. To others, it's convenience.
Depends on your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, Arj, have you ever... How close have you lived to your drug dealer?
Just down the hall. just down the hallway. Yeah, the only drug I was ever involved in was marijuana.
Yes, and it is legal in California right now.
I learned my lesson. Once in a while is okay. And,
You've given up.
I forgot the question.
Has anyone here ever confronted a neighbour? Anyone ever gone, no, I've had enough?
I've written a letter to a neighbour.
Really?
Like, real passive-aggressive kind of stuff. That's what I've done. And then I heard them reading the letter out through the wall. Because I was complaining about the noise that they were making through the wall.
Yeah.
And then I could hear them reading the letter out through the wall. Like, and she was like, dear neighbour, and mocking me as well.
Should have sent him another letter. Can you keep that reading down?
Drug dealers, like not all bikies are drug dealers.
No,
like,
we're
that's not.
No, they're not. That's a stereotype.
Not fair.
And you wouldn't.
Yeah, some absolutely sell weapons.
We've got a solution for them, I believe. And this is, we're here to come up with solutions. So,
Right.
This is possibly will scare off any anyone here who goes next door to try to buy drugs. So what about that? How about that? Can you see that, guys? How do you feel they would go with that there?
It's terrifying.
Well, it looks like I've already taken the drugs.
Are you threatening to take down your pants?
I think you look pretty good there, don't I?
Is that cardboard cutout smaller than what you are in real life?
Well, let's have a look now. We can do that by the magic of television.
It is smaller.
It's smaller.
Is that your body?
I feel like I wish it was. I feel like that body could really do some damage, to be honest, so...
Well, those corners are very sharp.
All right, whatever, there's your solution. There's your solution right there. All right, let's move on. Our next problem comes in via video.
Hello, Hughesy. My name is Jessie and I'm from Queensland and I have a problem. My problem is I believe my dog, Quade, and I are soulmates. My friends and family think I'm crazy, but I genuinely love him and I want to marry him. I saw a girl in the UK do it, so I thought, why can't I do it here? What do you think, Hughesy? Should I marry Quade?
No, I don't want that sort of reaction. She wants to marry Quade. She's in love with him.
The biggest problem I see is the discrepancy between dog years and human years. I mean, it's fine now, but what happens in, you know, 6 or 7 years when the dog's like 85 and she's still in her 30s? And then everyone's going to be judging, like, oh, look at that dog. Look at that. She's in her 30s.
That's right.
And, you know, he's only with her for the treats. That's right. Just like a disaster.
Yes.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I think the problem is that this situation is a bit fucked. Come on. Her problem isn't not that she can't marry her dog, it's that she wants to marry her dog.
Does the dog want to marry her? My issue is with consent here. Has Quade got down on it one knee? Has he pulled a ring out of, I don't know, where? And proposed? Because he doesn't, if he's willing, I think go for it.
Wouldn't it be great to, like, if, you know, if in a few years' time you get bored with your husband, you can just have him put down?
I can see married men in the audience clapping that. So, you know what we need to do, guys, and this is serious. We're going to talk to a woman called Robin, who's a wedding celebrant. She does human weddings, but she also does animal weddings. So we're going to call her right now. Here we go. This is Robin.
Latest technology.
It is. So it really works.
Hello, Robin speaking.
Hello, Robin. It's Hughesy from Hughesy. We have a problem. Have you heard of my television show?
Have I heard? I'm glued to it every week, Hughesy. How are you?
I'm really good and I'm happy to hear that. Can you tell your friends? Let's get some more viewers. Now, we believe, and I've got a photo here, that you actually married two dogs. Is that right? So the dogs got married?
Correct. A female dog and a male dog. It wasn't the same sex one, but it was.
Yeah, but we don't discriminate, do we?
Yeah, where was that plebiscite?
Yeah. So, Robin, what do you think? Would you marry these two, Jessie, who's a woman, and her dog, Quay? Would you marry them? And just be honest here. We're not here. Jessie doesn't want you to lie to her. Would you marry those two or not?
In a non-legal ceremony where it was just fun and all done tastefully, yes, that would not be a problem.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The crowd don't know how to react right now. All right, well, thank you, Robin. We may talk to you and maybe in an upcoming episode of Hughesy We Have a Problem, that wedding may happen, because apparently weddings that happen on TV that aren't real rate really well. So thank you, Robin. Give it up for Robin! Is full of problems. Celebrities even get problems. We're going to prove that right now as we welcome to the stage 6-time Grand Slam winning wheelchair tennis star, also all-round great guy. Give it up for Dylan Allcott.
Okay, can I just start? I've got a problem. Hughesy, I've won 7 Grand Slams, not 6.
7. But... very hard to keep up. I've just got a sack of researcher, Club Black. Yes. You won the Australian Open this year, your 7th, wasn't
it? Yeah, 5 in a row, which is cool.
5 in a row, but who's counting? So, Dylan, you are not only a sports star, you also now entering TV and radio.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm on the Hit Network doing some TV stuff.
You're doing a great job. You're on the Hit Network, which is the same network I'm on, guys. Hey, mate, what's your problem today, though? You've come here because you've got a problem.
I've had a problem that's been going on for about 5 years that I need a bit of help with. And my problem is that people often, very often, mistake me for Paralympic champion Kurt Fearnley.
Yeah, legend.
And I don't know whether or when to correct people, because I just go along with it because I feel bad for the people. And it happens like probably 3 to 4 times a week. It's happening quite a bit at the moment.
Yeah, he's a marathon champion, no doubt about that, has been for a long time. He also was nominated, he almost won Australian of the Year this year. Wow. I mean, he deserved his nomination, don't get me wrong. I mean, I would have liked one as well, but...
You just missed out, I heard.
I just missed out, so.
It happened about 5 years ago for the first time. I went to a sporting event and I'd won a gold medal at this point in wheelchair basketball. And the security guard said, "Oh, my God, mate, like, you're my kid's hero." And I was like... And he's like, "Can we get a photo? Talk to me for 5 minutes." And then as I rolled off, he goes, "Oh, thanks, Kurt." And I was like, "Oh." And then it happens so often. And I feel bad for people because I don't correct them because they feel horrible straight away.
Yeah.
People come up to me and go, "What was it like to crawl the Kokoda track?"
Yeah.
Because Kurt did that. Amazing. And I say, "It was really hard." And then they go, "Do you want a beer?" And I go, "I'd love one." And then I get in a chat with them and I'm like, "Oh, I'm too deep now."
Yeah.
And then they walk off. And their mate goes, "No, that's the tennis player, Dylan." And they come back and they're like in tears. They feel so bad for mistaking us. So I don't know whether to tell them straight away. Do I pretend? I don't think we look alike. We're both in wheelchairs. Correct. We've both got beards. Correct. I think that is the end of the similarities. But it happened so much to the point where I was at the airport yesterday and someone came up and they combine us now. So they said, "G'day, Kurt. Well done at the Australian Open." So they know that I play tennis, but they still say, so they think Kurt does everything. And so, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'd love to find out what he thinks about it. So why don't we welcome him to the stage, Kurt Fernley! So, well, here we
Look at everyone going, "Oh, yeah, that is..."
Kurt, you are a legend. You nearly won Australian of the Year. Let's just get that out. I complained about not being nominated at the start of the show, but the cave divers from Thailand won. So you were the favourite for Australian of the Year, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm the only favourite of Australian of the Year never to win Australian of the Year.
You're at $1.80.
No, that's okay. I'm already doing my diving course.
I have complained about not winning stuff. You've won a number of marathons, you've got gold medals, but you've had some disappointing moments in marathons, haven't you?
Yeah, the last 18 months of my real international career, I came second to one guy over about 9 straight marathons.
Yeah.
And thank goodness Switzerland isn't in the Commonwealth Games.
But how close, though, with that guy?
The furthest away I was 2 metres. The closest was about an inch.
An inch?
It was a tyre width.
And I was leading until the final meter.
Oh, and then you lost by an inch and 42 kilometres.
You need bigger tyres.
So I never claim I'm here when he loses. I was just like,
so, I don't know whether you heard, but I just won the Australian Open.
There is a similarity. I mean, do you get it as well, Kurt? Have you now that this guy's starting to become famous, are you getting a little bit of Dylan or?
I get it like daily. When I go down to Melbourne, I feel really good about myself. Even the other day I was down there and these beautiful ladies come up.
You're married, aren't you?
But I am, yeah.
Dylan is very, you're single at the moment, aren't you?
I am, Hughie.
Well, I was going to introduce him to these 85-year-old beautiful ladies.
That's right in my wheelhouse.
And I'm sitting down and they come across, the entire table come across. "We love you, we love you. Do you mind if we all get a photo?" And all of them got the photo. And then as they're walking away, they go, "Keep up the tennis."
What did you say?
"Oh, that was so lovely." I went, "Okay."
That's exactly right.
That's a 10-year age gap, though. So, Dylan, do you feel that the man, he's obviously holding his looks really well.
He must work out, that guy.
Either I'm looking miserable or Kurt is very youthful. I think it's a bit of both. Definitely. But, yeah, I'm 28, Kurt's 38, so...
My wife actually tells me, she's like, "It's because he does all the stuff that you do, but a little better."
I guess, you know, an inch can make a big difference.
All right, guys, we've got presents for you. Hopefully, if you wear these around, you will never have to have this issue again. No, that's for you, buddy. That's for
Should
you,
we just
yes.
swap just to mess with people?
No, just spread out.
Don't call me Kurt.
Don't call me Dylan. Give it up for 2 legends of Australia. Be soon. See them around. Book them for global gigs. They might be a fortune. Why wouldn't they be?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem where we show problems at the door. So, great. You've all done great work tonight, but we need to help you guys. Arj, what can we help you with?
Well, all right. Well, you know, I love being a comedian. I have a great fan base.
Yeah.
Best fan base I could ever hope for. They come to my shows.
Yeah.
Hundreds, occasionally a couple thousand.
Yeah.
No problems there. Yeah, I'm happy as could be. Hmm. But I launched a YouTube channel with my buddy Gatesy from Tripod about 2 years ago.
Yep.
It's a DIY channel, but it's called Do It Myself. So we said, instead of do it yourself, we said, do it myself.
Right.
We said, what's not to love about this? And we put out the latest episode, a sweeping, how to sweep effectively, and fuck all subscribers.
I can't believe that a sweeping video hasn't gone viral.
So let's actually have a look at the start of your sweeping video.
Let's have a look.
Can we have a look at the start of the sweeping video? Let's have a look at that.
I'm gonna do it myself, and I don't want no fucking help.
Oh, boy.
Look at all this crap everywhere. It's gonna take like 2 hours to sweep this shit.
Unless you know how to sweep like the pros, and that's what I'm gonna show you today on Do It Myself.
How many views so far? Even they haven't got the energy to clap for that.
That's the problem.
How many views have you got on that video?
Well, you know, actually, that video is doing pretty well. We got around 500 views on it and 8 comments, so, you know, we're pretty happy. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not a huge problem because we love making these and they're there when anyone wants to watch them. And, you know, we're not that worried about it. But if you guys want to get on board, we could double our subscribers just with this group right here.
Barry Dubois from The Living Room is the resident expert in this area.
The Barry Dubois?
The Barry Dubois.
From The Living Room?
From The Living Room.
Which never heard of him.
Anyway, Barry Dubois, he's sent you a video. This is for you.
That's incredible.
G'day, Hughesy, Arj, panel there.
Hey, mate.
Listen, I love watching YouTube, particularly about DIY. And I spent 3 hours watching your videos last night, Arj, and, well, thanks for that. I'm never going to get that time back, am I? When it comes to DIY, mate, you make a fantastic comedian. And my advice is stick to that.
Well,
competition.
You know, he's threatened by you. Mm. That's what's going on there.
That doesn't really hurt my feelings coming from a liar, because my videos only add up to like 24 minutes total. So if he spent 3 hours watching it, he had watched each one 4.5 times. So.
I think he's implying that it felt like 3 hours.
Oh.
Well, I think what we've worked out here is that you just keep at it.
I'm just going to keep at it because it's fun and it makes it feel good to put that out there. And we're doing a positive thing. You know, I'm not going to be ashamed from it.
Come on, give it up. Akmal, how can we help you?
Yes. Why? I haven't said anything. No, so the issue is I'm learning a lot of information that I think is vital to humanity. And when I share my newfound knowledge, people think I'm insane.
Yep.
Or they just walk away. When I tell them, say, that Queen is a lizard, they don't take me seriously.
So conspiracy, are you being fed conspiracy theories
all
in that
the area? Time? They come to my house and talk about how the government is trying to stuff them up personally. And this one I'm not buying. I buy some of them, like the Queen, obviously, is a lizard. And
look at Arj perk up, by the way.
Yeah,
I love a conspiracy theory.
No, I know a little bit about it.
He knows a little bit about it, yeah. Yeah, and they come to my house and they tell me the government is flying planes and they're dropping chemicals to numb our brains so we don't rise up against the government. And they always tell you this as they're rolling the biggest joints. Man, you're having trouble rising up off the couch. You're not going to rise up.
What about
anyone.
The biggest conspiracy theory, is the moon landing?
The moon landing didn't happen, of course. Because
so you genuinely believe the moon landing?
I absolutely believe that. Why haven't we been back, huh? Answer. No, look, no one's answering.
I know that astronauts are very angry about people like you.
Yeah, because...
that believe the moon landing didn't happen. So we're going to help you tonight on this show.
Yeah.
Right? Look, Buzz Aldrin, who was second...
Buzz, you don't trust anyone called Buzz.
He was second man on the moon. Let's have a look at how Buzz Aldrin deals with people who try to question what he did. Here we go. Yeah.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
That's how Buzz Aldrin would deal with you.
Oh, yeah, because he's got a lot to hide. If you got something to hide, you punch people. If you don't have anything to hide, you can have a proper argument.
By the way, just I need to ask you, because I know you love conspiracy theories. Do you believe that man walked on the moon?
I can't say I know 100%. I lean towards thinking that we did, but there's also some interesting points to be made against that.
Well, for one, give one example.
Well, I'm not an expert, but there are some strange things like...
The flag flapping, there's no air on the moon, huh? Huh?
He was asking me. I think your problem might be manners.
Get fucked, they're not.
Now, actually, we're not mucking around. This is not a skit. There's only 12 people have ever walked on the moon, all right? Only four of them are still alive.
Apparently.
Four of them still alive. One of them's name is Charlie Duke.
Oh, Charlie, yeah.
Charlie Duke.
A big drug taker. He's not, mate.
Charlie Duke has a message for you, Archmole. Okay. This is an actual message. Listen.
I'm listening.
Hi, Archmole. This is astronaut Charlie Duke from Apollo 16. Was the 10th man on the moon. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Manners.
I hear you have several friends that don't think we ever went to the moon. We went to the moon 9 times and had 6 landings on the moon. Now, if we faked it, why did we fake it 9 times? It's obvious that we went to the moon. We were in a race with the Russians, and we did it. They tracked us, and they never said that we didn't do it. In fact, they congratulated us. So go enjoy a beer and celebrate with your friends. Hope you have a great day. God bless.
Well, that's very convincing.
What about you? Do you now believe we probably walked on the moon?
Well, that's not evidence. That's just a guy saying that they went there. To be fair, but I will say that I think it's mostly likely that we did. But ultimately, until I walk on the moon, you know, he'd say, we walked on the moon. Well, fucking, I didn't walk on the moon.
I think the take-home message from all of this is that marijuana in the wrong hands can be a problem.
But in the right hands, it can send you to the moon.
All right, give it up. I think we've got all we can then. Thank you, Charlie. Problems than a calculator in a math exam. Now, it's time for Hughesy's problem of the week. I talked about in the opening earlier on, we had on Kurt Fearnley, who was nominated for Australian of the Year. I said I wasn't nominated. I can deal with that. But it's the Logies, which I'm really angry about, guys. Has anyone here ever been nominated for a Logie?
I was nominated for a Logie twice.
Yep.
And I was suspicious because they take you in. I don't know if you've been to the ceremony. It's huge, right?
Yeah, I have, mate.
And they sack you. I don't know.
How did you get a ticket? Mate, I hosted the last 4 years, so... Thanks for the support of a comedy brother right there.
Aren't you?
What did you get nominated for a Logie for?
I've been twice.
I'm really angry about that.
You haven't been nominated?
No. What have you been nominated for?
That's because I'm funny. Anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Don't laugh at that.
But I didn't win, so that's okay.
What did you get nominated for? I don't believe
My DVDs, twice, right?
But for the Logies, mate.
Oh, you're talking about arias.
I meant arias. Oh, boy, that made no sense at all. I'm sorry, but I was going to say that you know that you didn't win because they sit you right at the back and there's 1,000 people. And I thought, if I win, how am I going to walk all the way? Wait a minute.
I swear to God,
win.
Backstage, Dylan and Kurt were talking about when they get nominated for awards, and if there's no ramp, they know they haven't won.
That's so right.
That's true. They actually said that. All right, Logies. Honestly, who has ever voted for me to win a Logie in this audience? What? Two. You turn up here, you get free tickets. I'm sure you get crackers. Get home and bloody vote. I need advice, guys, on what to do here. So I've gone to some past winners to see if they can inspire, you know, me to get me across the line for a gold Logie. So I think we're starting off here with Rove. Let's see how it goes.
Hey, Hughesy, it's Rove. I hear you're hoping to get a gold Logie, and all I can tell you is to win a gold Logie, you have to have it. And I don't think you have it. I have it. I've had it on three different occasions. But for you, I think it's going to be a struggle. Maybe you should check with someone like Carrie. Carrie's got heaps of it.
Hi, Hughesy. Carrie here. I've always said there should be a best comedian on TV category at the Logies. It's crazy they don't have that category. I mean, you wouldn't win it, but they should definitely have that category. You know I love you, mate. But you got no chance for gold.
Hughesy! How's it going, mate? Sammy Johnson here. Oh, look at that. That's lovely. Look, I heard about what you were going to do, mate. And, well, don't do it. All right? Everyone's talking about it. They're laughing behind your back. I mean, even Grant thinks it's funny.
Hughesy, my friend, you want to win a gold Logie? No. Everybody in this country knows the only way to win a gold Logie is to have your show cancelled. And you're still on air, so sucked in.
So I get the show cancelled and we win. So, yeah, we a chance.
Well, we're working on it. Give us a
We need to hear from someone who knows all about elections, all about getting votes, all about possibly becoming the Prime Minister of this country. Can we welcome to the stage Bill Shorten? Bill, that's a you know, politicians don't always get big applauses. That was pretty good, mate.
But yeah, you had a little man telling him to clap, though. Bill, thank you anyway.
So, Bill, you're a reasonable chance to become Prime Minister really soon, so I'm going to be really nice to you. What has been the secret of your long-term success?
Well, I actually did lose the last election.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't lose by that much, did you?
No. At least you were having a go.
You should have him.
Yeah, and
Bill,
when you become...
Do you know what you have done? Which, Hughesy, you might be onto something
sure.
here.
Sure, what's that?
You've surrounded yourself with women...
That's true.
..who are much better than you.
So what do you do to try to get people to vote for you?
OK, first of all, what's your policy? Why should people vote for you?
This show, we're solving people.
Just say, if I win a Logie, I'm going to turn back the boats.
Yeah.
Wow, that didn't go well at all.
Wrong party.
Yeah.
I get you confused with Tony Abbott all the time.
This is a big deal because it's great that Bill, that you can give him advice, because if he wins that bloody gold Logie, you got that thing for a lifetime. You know what I mean? Yeah. Prime Minister lasts, what, 2 or 3 weeks these days? It's good advice, is what I'm saying.
The next thing you need to have is know your competition.
Right. So yeah. I do know them. They're assholes.
People like That's Grant. My view too, so... Yeah. We,
so, I mean, I got to know Tony Abbott.
Yes.
And then he's gone. Well, not
Speaking
yet,
of sorry. Assholes...
And then there was Malcolm.
Yep.
And now the current guy. You've got other competition. I've got... There's Peter Dutton.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Scary. Okay.
But what he thought he was going to win, didn't he? Did you ring him afterwards and go, good
no,
one, mate?
I didn't ring him. He just grabbed the government and blew it up. But anyway. we've done policies, we've done people.
Well,
oh,
we've
yeah.
barely
yeah, yeah.
done policies.
You've got to ask people to vote for you.
Well, I have been. right, so what I need, I believe, and what I'm hoping that you can do for me, and because you're a good guy, in your busy schedule, you're hoping to be Prime Minister very soon, could you do an ad for me that I can put on my socials and possibly on TV asking Australia to vote for me for Gold Logie? Would you do that?
Yes.
I'll and would you possibly do it during the ad break so that I can play it? On this TV show when we come back.
Yeah, you got a deal.
The Australian taxpayer does not need to pay for your Logie campaign.
No, I want to clear that. No taxpayer funds will be used in this ad.
Okay.
All right, people, can we give it up for the possible future Prime Minister, Bill Shorten? When we come back, he's going to do a campaign video for me, all right? Come
Hi there, Sandra Sully here, and we've got some great podcasts here at Ten Speaks. So grab your headphones and listen up. There's Hammer at Home, a lifestyle and design podcast with Barry Dubois. Starstruck with Angela Bishop for some great celebrity interviews. Now don't forget my show, Short Black, where I am proud to be able to tell the stories of some amazing women. Look for all these shows on the Acast app or wherever you get your favourite podcasts.
Welcome back to YouTube, everyone. We're about to see the campaign ad Bill Shorten and his team have done to see whether I win a gold Logie or not. I can't wait for that. But before, we've got to do yes or no. So many problems, so little time. We need quick responses. Go with the gut here. Here we go. George writes, my girlfriend of 6 months is going out to dinner with her ex. Should I be worried, yes or no?
Yes.
That's a no. Don't be worried.
No, I mean, if you trust her, people are allowed to be friends with their ex.
They are going to have sex with each other.
All right, Herb wants to know, my neighbour invites me over for a cuppa at least 3 times a week. I don't want to go. Is it okay to just keep brushing her off, yes or no?
No. Yes. Oh. Send some love into your life, Herb, you miserable prick.
Yeah. You're allowed to have boundaries. You don't want to go over there, you shouldn't go over there.
All right.
Yeah.
Geraldine has emailed, my fiancé is pressuring me to try water skiing. I'm 48 years old. So am I. I've never tried. Should I try such a dangerous sport at my age, yes or no?
Yes.
Go for it. What could go wrong?
If you want to do it, do it. If you don't, just don't do it.
You can't have that answer to every question. Chaz writes, my daughter has... Have an opinion. Get off the fence, mate. My daughter has a pony and I'm sick of paying the maintenance.
No! I'm sick of this shit. That pony can go to hell.
Sick of the pony.
Sell the pony. Yeah, we've got that. We're all going with that. Sell the pony. Carmella has said, my mother-in-law is pressuring me to use cloth nappies for my new baby that you wash and reuse. Should I just use Huggies, yes or no? What about you?
I think she should definitely use cloth nappies, you know, disposable nappies.
That takes 6 years. We bought a stack of cloth nappies and we never used them.
I mean, I didn't use them either.
All right, guess what? That's the end or yes or no. Well, how was it? But before we go, it's the moment of truth. Bill Shorten, possible next Prime Minister of Australia, has taken time out of his busy schedule to try to get me across the line for the Gold Logie this year. I've never been nominated. He's done a campaign. He's done an ad for me. Let's have a look at it before we go.
Australia, it's time. Dave Hughes has devoted his life to the Logies. He's hosted the ceremony 4 years running.
Welcome to Australian television's Night of Night.
He's handed out over 15,000 individual awards, bringing laughter and joy to millions of Australians. Is it a time you gave something back? I'm Bill Shorten, and I need you to vote for Dave Hughesy Hughes for this year's Logies. This is the guy you want. Seriously. It's time for Hughesy to win a Logie.
Thank you, Bill. All right, guys, you've been an amazing crowd. I think you all, as an audience member, deserve a Logie yourselves. But before we go, we need to thank Dylan Alcott, Kurt Fernley, Bill Shorten, how about Susie Yusuf, Art Barker, Kate McLennan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.